More accounts are emerging of the shabby pay and conditions of foreign nationals on working holidays in Australia. A court case is underway involving a Dutch backpacker paid $5 an hour to dive into dirty ponds and lakes for golf balls. A Senate inquiry into the exploitation of people on temporary working visas will be released next month. Elise Worthington reports.
It's every golfer's worst nightmare when the winning shot ends up in the pond.
Wasn't even close.
But that bad luck is what fuels an entire industry of divers working around the world to find what's known as white gold.
We're picking up about 2,000 balls a day, more or less. And balls were cleaned and washed and cleaned and then sold in the shop for about between 60 cents and sometimes $2, depends on the golf ball. So yeah, it was pretty lucrative business.
31-year-old backpacker Yannick Jornsen didn't know the job existed until he arrived in Australia from the Netherlands on a working holiday visa in 2013.
Probably the first time I thought it was quite funny, actually. Like, never heard of it and never seen anyone doing it. What you do is just literally going with your hands through the water and see if you feel, you really have to feel the golf balls because you can't see anything. I picked up like a lot of frogs, of course. There were like big eels in the water and there were sharks in like one golf course. For sure, the golfers were talking about sharks in the lakes.
He says he spent up to 5 hours a day in the water while players were teeing off nearby. In documents filed to the court, he alleges his cash in hand pay started dropping in 2014.
And around January, February, we start getting less and less. So at some point we received for like me and my partner worked like 40, 50 hours a week. We get paid about even less than $200 some weeks. Like less, I remember weeks of $170 and just under $200 a week, which would be between $4 and $5 an hour.
After attempting mediation through the Fair Work Ombudsman, Mr. Jornsen is now fighting his former employer, Gold Coast-based Advantage Golf Supplies, in the Federal Circuit Court. He's trying to retrieve more than $12,000 he claims he and his girlfriend are owed in unpaid wages.
So the only step we could take was going to take it to court, and yeah, we started up the procedure, and this was last year. It's been a year ago that we're still in the process.
Labour law expert Dr. Joanna Howe from the University of Adelaide.
It's very unusual. This backpacker in question from the Netherlands is having to invest his own money to pay for accommodation whilst he stays in the country to see the claim out. And most backpackers just simply say it's too hard.
While not commenting specifically on Mr. Jornsen's case, Dr. Howe says more broadly the 417 visa scheme is increasingly being rorted because workers aren't tracked by the department in the same way 457 visa holders are.
There's a real regulatory gap around this scheme and that these visa holders are vulnerable in the labour market. In the case of a working holiday maker, they can go to any job, there's no labour market testing, and the department has no idea where they are, what job they're doing or what they're being paid. So in the case of a cash in hand job, the department has no way of tracking that.
Yannick Jornsen says after months of legal arguments, he wouldn't work for cash in hand again.
We've been very naive as well. We did have a tax file number. But yeah, the employer never asked for it. And because it was our first job, we did not really know what it was like in Australia, how it would work.
Dr. Howe says many backpackers can end up in the same situation and often feel unable to report lost wages.
Under Australia's migration laws, if a worker or if a visa holder breaches an Australian law, then they can be deported straight away. So what the employer can do in this situation is say, well, we're paying you cash in hand, but you've acquiesced to that. Therefore, we can report you and you'll get sent home.
In a statement through their lawyers, Advantage Golf Supplies says they pride themselves on strict compliance with contractual and workplace health and safety obligations, and the allegations are vigorously denied. As the case is before the court, the company said it would be inappropriate to comment further. An outcome is due in the coming weeks. The Senate inquiry into temporary work visas has now finished public hearings and is due to make recommendations in August. Dr. Howe again.
We need to recognise that when they take a cash in hand job, we shouldn't blame the backpacker there, but we should blame perhaps the regulatory framework that allows that to take place.
Dr. Joanna Howe ending Elise Worthington's report.